Dad thought, and he said, I'll try something new. I'll go through the trees, as the ghost said to do. As he walked down the trail, he met an old man who was old as the trees in Dakota, if you can. The man put a horn up next to his ear, which made it so that he almost could hear. But mostly whenever Dad asked him a question, he'd just barely hear and answer back, Eh, son? Eh, as in said, as in bet, as in Jeff. Eh was the sound of an old man who's deaf. The next thing Dad saw was a fluffy, sad dog who had caught her front paw in the branch of a log. The dog's foot was hurt, Dad could tell from afar, for the sound that it made wasn't arf, it was ar. He set the dog free and he bandaged his paw, and when he was done, can you guess what he saw? He knew as he saw it, the ghost had meant here. There was no nicer thing he'd have found in a year. He looked all around for a box the right size, so that he could pack up the baby's surprise. But while he was looking, he heard a boy say, He must be the one who made our dog stray. Before Dad could say, Not I, I'm her friend, the boy's large papa had knocked him on end. What came from Dad's mouth when punched by that papa? I think I remember. Yes, I know. Out popped, like in the, like in us, like in nut. Was the sound that he got from his gut.